As firefighters and EMS providers, we train for situations that other people might not ever see in their entire life. This means that we set up scenarios that test our ability to physically perform, keep our emotions in check, and mentally adapt to whatever the situation may throw at us. We're literally forging adversity. By doing this, we better prepare ourselves to overcome any situation that life might throw at us. We don't need to be firefighters or EMS providers to do it either. In today's episode, I'll talk about what it means to forge adversity in our lives, how that differs from simply creating problems for ourselves, and how using this strategy can help you in all important areas of your life. We feel like it's up to us to hold the line as we light the spark within ourselves. It comes from way deep down inside. We're so sick of the status quo. We are here to let you know. Unaddressed problems are a liability. Core values, the brotherhood you need. Accountability. Ignited we stand. Ignited we fall. Remember if you see a need, own it and take action. Ignited we stand. Ignited we fall. Be the ideal firefighter. You'd want on your crew. Be ignited. When you hear the term adversity, what do you think of? Does it have a negative connotation in your mind? Does an energy of victimhood come to the surface? I'd like to take this opportunity to reframe your thoughts on that term. But first, let's get some clarity on how the term adversity is officially defined. So according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, adversity is defined as a state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune. Now, I understand that when it comes to things outside of our control, we are subject to those things that might interfere with our lives. I get it. There's nothing we can do when it comes to random outside influences affecting our lives. Just like there was nothing I could do when that idiot driver swerved into my lane and hit my truck, causing some body damage. Grr. Anyway, when these things happen, we can go one of two ways. We can choose to remain a victim and live in that energy for hours, days, or sometimes even years. Or we can take the experience that we've been subject to and use it as a tool to make us stronger. We can use it as a forge to harden us in the ways that makes us tougher. Let's talk about one of the ways that I've been able to forge adversity in my own professional life. I want to talk about this one because it hits the elements of shoring up your fitness, your intellect, and emotional control. So how many firefighters out there have been in what's called a confined space drill, right? For those of you who might not know, a confined space drill is designed to test your ability to work through tight-fitting and enclosed areas while you're in full gear and breathing air through an SCBA face mask and an air tank. So full turnout gear, air pack, face mask, helmet, the whole shebang, the whole deal, right? The goal is to subject yourself to a confining area where you'll have to control your emotions, control your breathing, all while being able to physically remove yourself from that confined environment. In all the drills I've been a part of, there has been an entanglement element, every single one of them. Now, this means that I've had to not only squeeze my 230-pound self through tight fits, but I also had to use tools that I've kept in my turnout coat pockets, like wire cutters, to free myself from any wires that got caught up on my air tank or helmet or whatever. And when you go through these drills, you know everybody tries to throw everything at you. I've had people even try to like tie wires to that little loop on the back of my helmet. And I think they tied it, like they looped it in there and twisted it at least four times. But I had my wire cutters with me and I reached back and I clipped them every single time. I kept cool. I kept calm. I reached back, clipped it. I could feel them doing it. But anyway, the point of this drill is to be extremely difficult so that if you ever find yourself in a similar situation in real life, you'll be more than ready to face the challenge. This is the benefit of forging your own adversity from time to time. It keeps complacency at bay. And I'm not talking about just creating problems for yourself. That's ridiculous. That does really nothing to help you. I'm not talking about creating problems. What I'm talking about is creating adversity in your life, things that would challenge you and make you better for it. I'm not saying go out and pop all four of your tires because it's going to cause you to be able to have to be patient and know how to change your tires. No, that really doesn't do anything for you. But like I said, adversity will find us as we go about our lives all on its own, right? That's life. However, your response to this adversity will define you as a person. Keep this phrase in mind. Only when metal ore is forged in fire and shaped into something purposeful is it useful. We can go through our lives bouncing around with no real purpose or direction and eventually die with really nothing to show for it, leaving no mark on this world whatsoever. But is that what you'd consider a life? I know I sure don't. All of the things I'm sharing with you are to help you understand that you've got more potential inside you than you realize. It's that 40% rule that David Goggins talks about in his book, Can't Hurt Me. I'm really quite amazed at all the physical accomplishments that he's been able to rack up, right? He's like a Navy SEAL, an Army Ranger, all of this stuff. However, when it comes to being a good husband and father, I have some reservations about this guy, but that's a topic for another episode. Anyway, Goggins says that when you push yourself to the point where your brain is telling you to quit, you've still got 40% left in the tank. Your body goes into self-preservation mode, right? When it's telling you to stop. And it does this because, let's face it, your body is its own animal that you're merely inhabiting for a while, right? It will do everything it can to protect itself in spite of all the things you can do to it. For example, if you drink too much alcohol, that is, your body will do one of two things. It'll make you vomit and purge all the poison that you've been putting into your body, right? Or it'll make you go unconscious so that you can't put any more poison into your body. Your body will protect itself in spite of you. There are all these little fail safes built into your body. And for those of you who are paramedics, you know this. And Goggins is absolutely right about the 40% rule. If you don't believe me, stop what you're doing right now and take a breath in and hold it. Now, breathe in deeper. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you were just able to breathe in almost an additional 40% more to what you initially took in. That's because our minds are conditioned to do just enough to survive. But imagine what we can do if we take opportunities to forge adversity in our lives and elevate our abilities to where that becomes our new baseline. That means that our new baseline, the new 40% reserve we have, is now naturally that much better than the average person's. Isn't that crazy to think about? Let me tell you about some ways that adversity helps us become better in all areas. Number one, it can increase your ability to empathize. Going through an experience puts you in a category with everyone else who has ever had an experience or that experience or a similar experience. Rather than trying to be the quick fixers that we tend to be due to the urgency of the profession or the situation, instead, we can tone it down a bit when lives aren't on the line, and we can invest in the people around us by having the conversations that matter when it comes to building bonds. We can do this with statements like, I'm curious about this, right? Tell me more about this. Help me understand ... Walk me through that. I'd like more clarity on, and what do you mean by, right? These statements help you dig deeper. They help you get below the superficial layer. One of my favorite things to say is, tell me more about that. I tend to do that a lot with people on my crew or people that I'm just talking about because I want to know more. I want to know more about what's behind it. I do it with my patients too when they're trying to describe pain or they're describing their illness or whatever it is that's bothering them. Tell me more about that. And if nothing else, it buys me time. to take notes or to really like hone in on something specific that I'm trying to understand. These are just some examples that I use in my coaching group, coincidentally named The Forge, but I use these statements for understanding with a heavy and specific purpose. I want to get to the root of the thing, right? I want there to be clarity on a topic. I want my clients and the people on my team to understand where their feelings are coming from. And in turn, it helps me understand where they're coming from so that I can help guide them through whatever situation they might feel stuck in. Another way that adversity helps us become better is that it can facilitate post-traumatic growth, or PTG, right? It is defined as the experience of positive change after going through a significantly stressful event. Researchers have discovered 5 common themes that people tend to report after a significantly stressful situation. These studies I'm going to mention, by the way, in this episode are all in the show notes. They're very interesting reads. They're quantifiable scientific studies on all of this stuff. So anyway, 5 common themes that people report after a significantly stressful situation. 1, a renewed appreciation for life. 2, enhanced personal strength. 3, stronger, more meaningful relationships. 4, spiritual growth. And 5, recognizing new paths for their life. This is the idea behind the phrase, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And honestly, I'd have to agree with that sentiment. Just reading that list of things that people reported after dealing with something incredibly stressful, like look at all the amazing things that came as a result. Could anyone argue that any one of those things that I just listed could be looked at as making someone weaker? I don't think so. The idea doesn't mean that people won't come out of their rough spot unscathed, right? And happy, just skipping along through life. That's not what I'm saying here. We all have scars. But as one of the coolest quotes in the masterpiece, that is The Batman. Yeah, that's right. I'm calling it a masterpiece, guys. Our scars can destroy us, even after the physical wounds have healed. But if we survive them, they can transform us. They can give us the power to endure and the strength to fight. A third way that it can help benefit us is that it can instill self-efficacy and confidence. This is the belief or confidence in your ability to overcome obstacles and challenges and succeed. When we've accomplished something amazing or gone through something difficult, often those things are hand in hand, right? We come out on the other side with an understanding and confidence in our ability to face that thing or something very similar to it again. In fact, we can become the guide in that thing. Would you trust enrolling in a paramedic program that was being taught by someone who wasn't a paramedic? Absolutely not. I'm not saying that just doing the job makes you able to teach that thing. That's not what I'm saying at all, because we all know that there are firefighters out there who cannot teach people how to be a firefighter. Just because you do the thing doesn't mean you can teach the thing, okay? But I am saying that it definitely adds credibility and trust to the pot. When you come out on top of a difficult situation, you become more endowed to handle anything like it moving forward. It instills a sense of self-efficacy. And self-efficacy can be developed in 3 steps. First, you got to pick an area of confidence or a skill or ability that you want to develop. Then, interestingly enough, the best way to improve that skill is to learn by doing. If you aren't in a position to do that, then learn by watching someone else do that thing. The internet is a great thing, guys. That's all I'm going to say. And finally, hire a coach. Hire someone to guide you in that thing. Identify someone who is qualified to give you feedback that will help you get to where you want to be. A fourth way that adversity can help us is that it can help you look for the light. I'm watching The Last of Us right now along with millions of other people, right? Hopefully you are too, because it's amazing. This was the greatest video game I have ever played in my life, back in 2011 or 2013? I don't even remember how long ago it was, but it was a long time ago. I just replayed it a few days ago to remind myself of the original story and the elements that HBO is taking for the show, but HBO has nailed it. They absolutely nailed it. Set design, costuming, makeup. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Anyway, in the show, there's a group of people who are fighting against a tyrannical government system set up for survival. However, just like within any government system that has too much power, the higher-ups become power-hungry, they exploit the situation, and people wind up getting hurt in the worst possible ways. Anyway, this group of people have a saying. This group of people is called the Fireflies. They have a saying: when you're lost in the darkness, look for the light. This is a figurative and symbolic way to remind themselves that light often signifies a way out. A way out of the literal or figurative darkness that you may be finding yourself in. Number five, fifth way that adversity can help you is that it can help you reframe stress as a challenge to be overcome. Do you often think of stress as a problem in your life? Are you constantly a victim to it? Or are you one who accepts the situation, reframes your mind, and re-engages in the things that can help you move forward, no matter how slow that forward progress may seem? We all process stress differently. I get it. The main takeaway here that I'd like to leave you with is that it doesn't have to be crippling. I know that it can make you not want to do anything at all. I get it. And it's okay to sit in that space for a bit. Sit there, ruminate, understand it, work through it. But don't sit there forever. There's nothing wrong with sitting there, sitting in it, feeling it. In fact, I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to do that so much that I do not want you to satiate it or cover it up with anything like alcohol or drugs or anything else you might want to try to like cover it up with. Do not cover it up. Feel it. Sit in it. Do yourself right by taking what's happened to you as a way to learn, implement what you've learned, and re-engage. People who are able to think about stress more like a challenge and less like a threat report less depression and anxiety. They report higher levels of energy. They report work performance and life satisfaction. Some questions you can ask yourself to help you reframe these things are, what do I have control of or influence on, leverage in when it comes to this situation? What are the action steps that I can take here? What strengths do I have that I can employ? And what resources are at my disposal? So after all these things that I've shared with you, I just have one question. Are you going to wait around and let fate decide what adversity you'll face? Or will you, starting today, moving forward, introduce and create some adversity in your own life to help make yourself stronger and more resilient? By forging adversity into our lives, we improve our ability to become resilient in our body, our mind, and our spirit. And literally everything in our life improves. We will have empowered our bodies to become more capable, our emotions to become more controllable and more usable, and our minds to become limitless. We've got to take control of our lives, create situations for ourselves that help us grow and improve. Continual progress and improvement is that goal. Get a little personal here with you. When I die, I believe that I will be introduced to the version of myself that I could have been, the version of myself who has reached his fullest potential. It is my goal to look into the eyes of that man and have it be as if I'm looking into a mirror. My idea of hell is that I look that man in the eyes and we are complete strangers. So I will do everything that I can here on this earth to close that integrity gap of who I am and who I want to be. If you're looking for a way to introduce some challenge into your life and practically apply the principles that I talked about in today's episode, but you don't know where to start, I highly, highly encourage you to join the Forge. If you're thinking about it, pull the trigger. Quarter 2 starts in April. And we're using Donald Miller's book, Hero on a Mission, as the framework. I'm super excited about it. I love this book. I just referenced it in the last episode that's literally titled Hero on a Mission. Inside the Forge, we work on refining ourselves in the refiner's fire, covering areas of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy. Through this framework, we will set goals and complete daily objectives that will help us reach our unique goals. Once inside the forge, you'll get access to a quarterly goal planning template that I've created based specifically on the refiner's fire, the categories that I just mentioned, fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy. We will formulate specific objectives that you can do daily to reach those quarterly goals based on those four categories. You will get access to the private Facebook group and all the events and resources within. You'll get a hard copy of the book selection for study and discussion. And with that book selection, I will send you a 50-page workbook that is based on that, that we will use during that quarter for study, for discussion, and for our personal growth. And we'll also have weekly accountability meetings with me and other Forge members so that we can all hold each other accountable to those things that we have promised to achieve. Join the ranks of others who are looking to forge some adversity and become that much stronger for it. Don't take a backseat to your story. Don't become some NPC, non-playable character, right? Just fumbling around or walking into walls or repeating the same pattern over and over and over again, right? This guy takes four rights all the time. Like, don't be that person. Be the hero of your story. So click the link in the show notes or in my bio, fill out an application, and I personally will contact you and get you all set up. That wraps it up for this episode of the Ignited Firefighter Podcast. Do me a favor, please rate and review the show in Apple Podcasts. Please, I would hope that you would give it a 5-star, that you're getting, you know, great insight through what it is I'm sharing with you and that it's contributing to your life and helping you forge ahead. It will help prioritize the show, and it'll help get those who are looking for what we're doing here find us. Thanks again, and until next time, if you see a need, own it and take action. Be the firefighter you would want on your crew. Be the hero of your own story. Be ignited.